This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
.606 is the time. Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Tanner Schwint. Brian Carey, how are you, my friend?
I am doing good, man. Happy Monday to you.
Right,
I love this. This makes me happy, getting a little extra sleep. Here already, we can sit here, look out right away at our first break and say sunrise alert. We've got a beautiful one that is getting ready to peek up over there and going to brighten us up to a great Monday, getting that extra hour of sleep. You got to love it.
I hate it. And we'll dive into that throughout. But,
surprise.
This one, my friend, I believe you will be the bad guy on in the grand scheme of things.
It never bothers me.
I have a feeling that's where this might be one poll question today, where I might have more responses in agreeance with me, never happens.
And that's fine. I've always been under the belief that just because there's more of them don't mean they're right. So
on this one, I think we're going to be right.
That's
I'll dive into that a little bit later on. But
totally fine.
Boy, what a... horrible weekend for Colorado football over the weekend. Yeah, yes.
Things didn't turn out well, did they?
No, not for anybody. And UNC battled, like you said, they would going into Idaho. But when you're 0-9, does battling really, really count?
Yeah, it really does, because that was a team that was 6-2, and they were in a position to win that game. They were right there throughout, and I think just the lack of a passing game hurt them in that one, in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, in the clutch time of trying to it wasn't that sharp. I don't know. You couldn't go, all right, he's going to lead him downfield and do it. I just didn't feel that. Thought the running game was doing decent. What did you think of it, Angel? I mean, I know you're the big UNC guy, but did you watch the game or listen to the game?
Yeah, I had it on both, on TV and then muted for the radio. I kind of expected that with a third-string quarterback getting his first start. You know, there's going to be some ups and downs with that, so you know, you can take what you get, you know, but this team just competes, and that's really all you can ask for at this point.
No, that's true, though. Third-string, you know.
Shea Kindle went 14 for 22, 55 yards, a touchdown, and a pick six when that game was 20-13 late in the fourth quarter.
But so what's that, about 3.8 yards?
Two and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2.5
okay,
yards
my math
per pass there. So UNC falls to 0-9. They will have Northern Arizona coming up this Saturday. Colorado State loses the Border War in a game that I think, again, was winnable for Colorado State, but this is kind of the Jekyll and Hyde right now with this Rams team.
Yeah, they dropped 3-6.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you're on the border. You better win some games here on the backside, or you're going to look at this season and its record and go, did we really do any better?
Right. They dropped three straight. Now need to win three straight to make a bowl game. And they do have three winnable games against San Diego State, Nevada, and Hawaii. That was just that's a tough one. You go up into Wyoming, you get a shot at it. And I think it's safe to say that the honeymoon phase with Jay Norvell is over. There's lots of fans that are upset with the play calling on this or the play calling on that and asking the question, what is the progress looking like right now? But at a certain point, you can't be the program that's turning over head coaches every 2 years.
No, you got to let something stick. You got to give it time. I still think he's the guy. Let him sit there. Let him put this thing together, because you've obviously seen some improvement. The offense has gotten better. Just got to shore some things up. Maybe they can do it over the last three games. But if they can win a couple of them.
Yeah, I think,
you know, I think you get out of here five,
yeah.
You know, you get out of here 5-7 on the year. You feel you've made progress and are headed in the right direction, especially with the young quarterback that they've been using, you know, and the growth that he's had through this season. So,
yeah, I think so too. I wouldn't panic yet, Rams fans, but I can certainly understand why there's people out there that are that are frustrated with the pace of the growth. That, you know, everyone wants to be good right now, but it does take time.
Simmer down.
When you can point to some stuff on the, you know, on the coaching staff and say, well, what if we had done this? What if we had done this? But you can do that on just about any game. The Colorado Buffaloes lose 26-19 to Oregon State. Late comeback rally falls short, and now the Buffs fall to 4-5. They're 1-5 in conference play and have also dropped three straight games.
Yeah, it caused shakeup in the coaching staff. And
they put Pat Shurmur in to call the plays, who, if you remember right, Pat Shurmur was the one with the Denver Broncos. Who
and Minnesota Vikings. I remember him well.
Practice incompletions. They had to practice incompletions.
Okay.
Not something you want to do.
No, just interesting. CNCU, that's another one. At the end of the year, you're going to look at the progress. They've got to win a couple here down the stretch, because honestly, just a 4-win season. I know it was really rough last year, and you can look at the front end of the season and go, that was fun. You look at the other end of the season and you're, wow, not so much.
Right.
Not so much.
You've got Arizona who just took care of UCLA on Saturday night. Washington State, 4-5 team, but then you've got Utah sitting there to wrap up the season. So maybe more win.
There's no gimme for CU.
No. But over the last 3 weeks, our teams of UNC, CSU, and CU are a combined 0-9.
So the best team out of Colorado in the last several weeks to a month has been your Denver Broncos. And once again this weekend, with a bye week, they come out looking better than any of the other teams.
It is
nice job not to play, guys.
That is factually accurate.
Yes,
that
it is.
Factually accurate.
Nuggets, though.
Denver Nuggets rolling, yep. Of course, so in the sports world, things do look good with the Avs and the Nuggets, but the Air Force Falcons suffered their first loss of the year, 23-3 to Army.
That shocked me. I mean, it's always a good game when they're going to play each other, but for them to lose, not only lose, but to lose by double digits, in fact, 20 points, shocked me. I didn't know Navy could score 20.
Yeah.
You know,
17 of those were in the first quarter, 6 of them in the second quarter, and no points scored by either team in the second half.
That was an absolute shocker to me this weekend. I would have thought they could play 100 times and Air Force would win that game, at least 90 of them.
Well, and they very well still could, but 22 pass attempts for Zach Larrier, the quarterback for Air Force. So when they're he's putting the
that?
Ball in the air 22 times, yeah, 9 for 22, 2 interceptions, a total of 6 turnovers for Air Force. Not going to win a lot of games like that.
No, that was a big surprise.
Oh, it certainly was. Also going on right now across the news world, we'll see what happens with a potential House bill that Mike Johnson is trying to get passed that would provide $14 billion in aid to Israel and cut $14 billion out of the IRS budget, saying over the weekend that he wants to have an approach of, instead of just raising the debt that's going on, we need to find ways to pay for it amongst our own government, which I know is something that was refreshing to hear. Now, can you get it done? We'll see, because he's going to cut the $14 billion out. The proposed plan would cut $14 billion from the IRS budget to hire new agents, would send it to Israel right now. I don't think it gets through the Senate, and President Biden already said if it does, he would veto it upon arrival. So Washington gridlock continues to roll on, Brian.
Oh, that's a shocker, too. that's another one we never saw coming.
Figured you'd be a little surprised by that.
Yeah, I am. I don't know what to say to that. We'll just see how things go. I don't pay attention to much that's proposed until there's any more traction after that. Because right. We keep hearing about everybody's ideas, and then it's going to go to the floor somewhere, and it dies there. So until something lives on the floor and moves on,
Well, and I guess that's kind of the end of it, too, because President Biden already came out and said, I'm going to veto this if you get it through here, which is tough to garner any support for it, even, you know, if there was a chance, if in the Senate some Democrats wanted to vote for it and some Republicans wanted to vote for it, it's dead. It's DOA. It's dead on arrival as soon as it gets to the president's hands. So definitely difficult there. Brian, what had your attention over the weekend, my friend?
Movies. I sat and watched so many movies and watched a few football games, but and just stood outside and enjoyed the weather on Saturday. My wife was out doing a bunch of yard work, and I thought, you know, I should watch her. And I went out there and did that in the beautiful sunshine. It was a fabulous weekend for weather-wise. You really couldn't beat it.
No, you can't. And we'll have Cody Wilson, Denver and Front Range weather meteorologist, join us at 9:35 this morning to tell us what's in store, but should be in the 70s again today here on November 6th. We will also have Ben Barnhart, the executive director of the Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra this morning, as they have their salute to service coming up on a Veterans Day week here. So three different shows around Northern Colorado and even out into Fort Morgan. So we will have, again, Ben Barnhart with the Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra.
He's one of the good guys of the community, that's for sure.
Yes, he is. That's at 9:05. 8:35, we'll have Melanie Woolman with the United Way of Weld County. And 7:35, we will have Chris Vanderveen, Director of Special Projects for 9 News.
Is Cody in today?
Yep.
The way? Did you mention him?
Right off the bat.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
6:17 the time. You've got Good Morning NoCo presented by Air Solutions on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back in. Good morning, NoCo, here on November 6th. November 6th, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join us. We're talking about this fall back. Brian, do you like it? Do you love it? Or do you hate it?
Oh, I absolutely love it. I wait for this every year for November around this time to roll around. I got to get till then, and then everything feels so much better. As a morning person and somebody who's been getting up early forever, I appreciate the extra daylight I get in the morning. And as somebody who loves to go to bed early, I appreciate the extra darkness at night. This is made for me, and this is my 4 months of joy.
I absolutely hate it.
It's called standard time because this is the way it's supposed to be.
Standardly dumb.
Then they came up with this great daylight saving idea, which we implement 8 months out of the year, which is just dumb. I think that one's stupid. Is there anybody this morning who's going, oh, I am so sluggish, I got an extra hour of sleep? I mean, that's that is just foolish. There's no way. How can you not enjoy that? I understand the argument of, I hate it when I get off work at 5 and it's already getting dark.
Yeah.
Well, suck it up, Buttercup. Turn on your lights. That's just the way it works. It's the end of the day, which makes me very, very happy.
No, it's not the end of the day for lots of people.
It is. For those of us who are just waiting for the day to finish.
It's darker, longer for our truck drivers out there on the road. Going to be driving in the darkness for more.
How is it darker, longer? Take off an hour earlier.
That's not, a lot of these places don't open until 8, so that doesn't change, and then it's dark by 4:30, so it's darker longer in the evening for when a lot of these people are out on the roadways. I absolutely hate it, and my biggest thing is just pick one. Like, not this one, but the other one.
Standard makes sense when you're trying to mess with it, and then you go into the saving thing.
So remember, they were about to pass this daylight savings time, and keep, you know, and just put it there, the permanent daylight savings time. And all it would have changed, what if we our changes would be during the summer months, since our current system has us in standard time in winter. The sunrise in June would be 4:14 a.m. instead of 5:14 a.m., and the sunset would be 7:30 p.m. instead of 8:30 p.m. In that way. So if we would have done it the other way, if we kept daylight savings time into winter, we're probably looking at an 8 o'clock, 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock sunrise during the middle of winter. But I would rather have that had we kept daylight savings time instead of switching over back to standard, because we did. Right? I'm saying that right, right? You're looking at me like I'm wrong.
No, I'm listening to your argument, thinking about all the kids going to school in the dark and getting driven in the dark and walking in the dark and all those kind of things.
Walking in the dark. But that's the thing. Like, I either change the start time of stuff to go along with this or keep it one way or the other.
What do you want changed start time-wise?
Should be changed. We should start our show at 10 instead of 6.
Well, it wouldn't be really a morning show then, and you used to do that. And if you want to go back to that, you know, I can slip back into the basement and find something else to do, you know.
We got the monster up.
I'll write that book or do something.
Good morning, Lonnie. How are you, bud?
Hey, doing good. How about yourself?
We are, well, the huge. What do you...
I hear you on that one, Brian. I understand where you're coming from on this one. Buddy.
Do you like this time change, Lonnie?
You better believe I do.
Really?
Preach to me, Lonnie. Tell me what's good about this.
Hey, number one, you get some extra sleep. You don't have to get up early in the morning. So is it still dark or what the heck's going on here?
You don't get extra sleep. You lose it on the back end.
No, you don't.
As much as you get there, like last night, what time did you go to bed, Brian?
9 o'clock.
You went to bed at 10 o'clock because that's what it would have been the night before.
No, I went to bed at 9.
Go ahead, Lonnie. Keep going. And I'll yell at Brian later.
Hey, I went to bed the same. I went to bed about 9:25 or somewhere, 9:30, somewhere around there. And I'll tell you what, it felt good to get up, and it's like, I think I know who I am after getting this extra hour of sleep.
Yes. Yes. I woke up, and I recognized me, and I liked me better.
That's right.
Yes. A little more rested, and I there are people who just don't get it. There are people still who are going to show up and go, oh, this hour of sleep, I'm so groggy. How?
Really?
How? You just got an extra one.
And if it gets dark at 5, put those headlights on. What do you think they put those on in the first place?
There's a reason they're there.
That's it, and that's why the companies build those things. They didn't sit there to look at, you know.
I do tend to agree with the thought process of picking one and sticking with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of what it does to people's circadian rhythms and those kind of things and, you know, all that. But, you know, adjust to it like this because it's all about me, and this makes me happy.
Yeah. And it's like, keep it there where everyone's set there going, how do you set this thing back to another hour or forget the whole thing and mess it up?
But that's why a lot of people do suffer from seasonal depression, because there's not enough sunlight out there for us to get the vitamin D that we need to really, like, soak it in.
Here's an idea. Step outside during the day.
Be happy.
Exactly. Hey, get
up. Well, it's negative 20 degrees out there.
Hey, get outside once in a while. Maybe you might feel better.
No.
You
know? I'm tired
of you, Dr. Lonnie.
Hey, I went to a couple of high school games over the weekend.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you go?
Yeah. Went to watch Loveland High play Saturday, and they won their game.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
And the biggest upset was Friday night when Thompson Valley beat Rez Christian.
I hadn't seen that yet.
Yes, they won it about a minute something remaining. They won it 21-14. Then after that, they had a power outage for a little bit.
Wow.
Oh, interesting on that side. All right, Lonster. Well, hey, appreciate the call as always, my friend.
Hey, you know what? Appreciate it too. Thank you.
There you go.
Hey, take care, Lonnie.
There you go. Mayhem in ending the final regular season game for the Resurrection Christian Cougars. They weren't in the playoffs yet, but that was to secure the title. So I might have to tune into Coach Speak today because I don't know how they break that title.
Did a recap of everything?
Yeah, absolutely, because I don't know how you break that down and who goes where and what the seeding is, who wins the league championship for the season. It's going to be absolutely crazy. Eden, the 15 seed, advances over Kent Denver in the playoffs. There, Berthoud rolls over Wellington. So we'll get into a little bit of that later. But make sure you tune into Coach Speak today at 10 with Coach Bruce Dick.
Had to be a wild ride for Angel over the weekend then with the preps action on Friday night and everything.
Yes. Angel, by the way, you like it or do you hate it, this time change?
I don't really...
It doesn't faze you?
It doesn't affect me enough to notice it.
Really?
I get the same 6.5 hours of sleep I always get, so...
Oh, I could not fall asleep last night because in my head I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, it's 9, that would have been 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you need to get over that
okay,
right away.
It's 10, that would have been 11 o'clock. Okay, it's 11:30. That would have been 12:30, and I just could not do it. I hate the time change. We'll dive into some of your responses when we come back, but that is our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Do you like the time change of falling back? Do you like that time change? Text us 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Comment on our Facebook page at Good Morning NoCo, or call us at 970-353-1310. 6:31 the time now. It's Good Morning NoCo. Do you like the time change of falling back? All right, let's get to some responses here. See who...
And all these happy people out there.
Everyone is cut. There's no one out there, actually.
Yeah.
There's no one on 10th Street right now.
Not a single thing. I'll let you know. You keep going. I'll let you know when somebody comes by and see if they look happy.
Do you like the time change of falling back?
They did.
There's still no one there.
It went the other way. You didn't see him. So joyous.
Stephanie said, yep, she does like it. Peggy says, yes, it's the spring forward that she doesn't like.
Yep.
Mike said, yes, I love going back to extra light in the mornings. Larry said, yep, love those daylight hours in the summer. Adjusting is no big deal.
Yeah, I got Dawn says, I'm the exact opposite. I love daylight saving time. Summer with the late sunsets is the best. You probably get sleep in the morning. Celeste, I like the sun out longer. This brings on the depression. Sun's going to be out for the same amount of time. You just got to get up to catch more of it. Doesn't matter where you set the clocks, the sun,
of
course, it's not changing. We're not changing the sun. We're changing your time. You want the sunlight, get up and enjoy it.
Time change is messing with my brain.
It ain't doing anything to the sun. Did the sun get the message? Wait a minute. Hold back on that glowing. We're supposed to take an hour off. No, the sunlight is still the same amount. It's just what time it's there. Get up earlier and enjoy a little more. Chris says, meh. Kelly says, hate it. Kathy, no, not happy. I vote for daylight saving time.
Yeah, you are absolutely, absolutely wrong.
How?
The average sunlight hours per day in January is just under 7 hours. You're not that wrong. You're about 40,
I'm not wrong.
40 minutes. Days are 40 minutes shorter in January than December.
What does that have to do with anything?
The sun's not out for as long. 6:35 the time.
Well, that has nothing to do with the clocks.
Oh, it has everything to do with the clocks. Want to say thanks to Mosher Funeral and Cremation Service.
And this is where we are politically.
Yeah. Mosher Funeral and Cremation Service, the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area with services as unique as life itself. Live well and plan ahead. Call them at 970-330-6824, 970-330-6824, or online at mosherfuneralservice.com. Thank goodness I am not getting quizzed today. We'll have what day is it? Well, because Brian and Angel when we come back on the other side, but first bottom of the hour, news and Weather Center.
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is.
It is Monday, November 6th. It drives me crazy that this website, National Day Calendar, is taken away so I can tell you what percentage of the way through the year we are.
Oh, that used to be on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love doing that.
I'm sorry.
No, it's gone.
You could do math.
Yeah, no. It's job action day today. This encourages people that if you're unhappy with your current setup, where you're at in your career, with your job, do something about it. Go see what opportunities are out there. Look around and see if there's something that fits you a little bit better. out there for you. So job action day.
Is this a hint? Okay.
It is Color the World Orange Day today. The first Monday in November is dedicated to bringing awareness to complex regional pain syndrome and reflex sympathetic dystrophy with Color in the World Orange today. So that encourages people to wear that orange here today.
Yeah, just showing support.
Yep. It is National Saxophone Day today.
Oh, yeah. Love me some. If I could have picked one instrument in band that was, you know, the brass, mm-hmm. I wanted to play the sax. My son did for a bit when he was in band for a short period of time, and listening to him practice in the basement made me go, nah.
Yeah.
You know?
Were you in band in middle school at all? Did you try, or high school? Or did you ever jump into band?
No, I have no musical inclination for instruments.
No, I don't know.
I'd love to.
I looked at it, I think it was 7th or 8th grade, and I looked at the guy-to-girl ratio, and I'm like, I think I could be a musician, because there's a lot more girls than guys in there. And I went and got the trombone. I don't think it even got out of the case, and I got bullied so hard, as you can imagine, in middle school with different jokes about the trombone that you can make, that I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to stick to sports.
Yeah, I wish that all of us could have battled through that, and
right.
Because there are a few things cooler than when you can break out an instrument and play it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's phenomenal. Whether you're sitting around, somebody can jump on the keyboard like, it, you know, Accessories with a Flare in Hair.
Right.
You know, and start just playing the piano.
Yeah.
You know, I love that.
Yeah. I think the only one at the station that can play is Brady with his guitar. Is that it? I think that's it here.
I wish I could learn. I have a couple of guitars, and I've wanted to learn how to play guitar. Bought my grandson a guitar. He's starting to learn how to play it, you know. So I love that. Man, if you can encourage kids to get into music, get into it. Playing an instrument and learning to dance are two of the things that will help you out for the rest of your life.
No, 100% right. 100% right. Brady got pretty good with the guitar for a while.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. So, but the saxophone was born on November 6th, 1814. Way, way back in the day. All right, it is National Nachos Day today. Would have been too easy to make fun of you there, Brian. It's National Nachos Day today. Chicken or beef nachos?
Yes.
You're good with either of them?
More beef.
I like doing that.
I'm more of a beef guy on there.
Put them both on there. Angel, chicken or beef?
I don't think I've ever had chicken nachos.
Chicken with some green chili?
It's always supposed to be ground beef.
If you get some of the chicken on there, it's a nice mix-up.
God meant for there to be beef on your nachos.
Yes.
That's right. And jalapenos.
Oh, I had a jalapeno over the weekend. Thought I was going to die. Hottest jalapeno.
Really?
In a long time.
Interesting.
Near Broke texting in saying the sax is a woodwind, Brian, not a brass.
He's wrong.
He said reed versus mouthpiece.
Oh. Well, what's it made out of?
So is he right or is he wrong?
I don't know.
All right. Celebrity birthdays today.
We're all right. We're all right.
We're all right. Celebrity birthdays. I'm going to set it at 8.5, and that's pushing it. So you're going to have to be on your game here. Very short list today. We start first with Sally Field, who turned 77.
Absolutely. The Flying Nun and so many other. That was like her first break. Loved her in Smokey and the Bandit and all the other, you know, movies. 80 for Brady, not the best.
she Forrest Gump's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 I used to have a crush on her when I was young.
Ethan Hawke turns 53.
Same deal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Can you tell me what Ethan Hawke's been in?
He's been in so many movies. You just look at him.
His daughter, Maya Hawke, was in Stranger Things.
That's good.
Robin.
So there you go. He was, wasn't he just in The Black Phone?
Yes. Thank
okay.
you. That's all I was looking for.
All right.
Thandie Newton turns 51.
Yeah. Yeah. She's, she's awesome. She's been in many, many things. Probably in, did you already tell her age? She's in her 40s, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
No, she's 51.
She's 51. All right. And she was with, who was she with? One of them rap guys? Was that it?
Come on, Brian.
Gosh, why can't I think of what show she, really, help me out.
So
I know who she is.
She was in Westworld forever.
That's what I was trying to think
of. She was in 2012.
Yeah.
She was in Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah, there's all those.
Don't mark that down.
Oh, I knew who she was, absolutely.
No, you don't get that. You didn't give me a name of either.
That doesn't matter.
It does.
I knew who she was.
You are sitting at
three.
Two. All right, Rebecca Romijn turns
Rebecca 51. Romijn, the used to be Stamos. She had that removed, and now she's with somebody else. Yes, absolutely.
All right, 51 years old today. Emma Stone turns 35.
Absolutely, one of my favorite actresses.
All right, you are at four.
Five.
Four. Can you tell me what Emma Stone's been in?
Don't do that to me. I know who the hell Emma Stone is. Angel.
In the Amazing Spider-Man films, Easy A, La La Land.
Thank you. June Squibb is 94.
Up yours. I don't know.
From Nebraska. The show.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Out there in Omaha. PJ Proby is 85.
That sounds like a doctor. That's a proctologist.
Singer.
Dr. Prober.
Dr.
Proby.
85 years old today. Arturo Sandoval is 74.
Yes, he is. No idea.
Jazz trumpeter.
Of course.
Catherine
Cryer?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a TV personality.
Yes,
like,
she was.
Yeah.
You're at five. Lori Singer.
Yeah, 66. She was the Kevin Bacon's woman in Footloose.
Yes, 66 years old today.
Yes.
You're at six. Lance Kerwin is 63.
Now, there was a Brian Kerwin who popped up a while back, and I said I thought they were in a show called James at 17, and I'm going to throw this on this Kerwin, that maybe this is the one who was in that show.
It's James at 15, but yeah, he was in there. So, okay, I'll give you that one.
There we go.
You're sitting at seven right now.
Eight.
Paul Brindley is 60. Paul Brindley.
Nope.
Is 60. He's the bassist of the Sundays.
Okay.
Corey Glover.
Corey Glover, the lead singer of Living Color, the Cult of Personality.
Yep, that's correct. Eight for you right now. Peter DeLuise.
DeLuise from 21 Jump Street.
All right, nine. Well done. Kelly Rutherford.
Melrose Place.
It's 55. Wow, I didn't think you were going to do this well down here. All right, Marcus Samuelson.
He's a celebrity chef on Chopped and some of those other Food Network
53
shows.
53 years old today. You nailed it. Zoe McClellan. Is 49.
One of those NCIS's. I don't know the city. She was in New Orleans.
Correct. I'll give it to you. 49 years old today. Nicole Dubach.
Okay.
Is 45 from Major Dad. Taryn Manning is 45.
That's Peyton's daughter.
Mm,
no.
45.
Okay.
45.
That's some splaining to do.
Yeah. Patina Miller. Is 39.
Don't know.
She was from Madam Secretary. Great show, by the way. Ben Rector.
Rector?
37. Ben Rector's actually, he's a singer-songwriter. He's actually got some good stuff.
Didn't he work with Taylor Swift? And isn't he the guy? Is he in, what's the name of the band that I bought their album? Does it list bands that he's in?
I don't think he's really in a band, Brian.
Okay.
Jordy Searcy and Stephen Day perform individually.
All right, I'll have to look up what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's Ben Rector's got some good music. And then the last one, Maria Shriver,
Who used to be married to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's related to the Kennedys.
I'm going to believe that this is...
Oh, it's absolutely true. She was a very famous news personality.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Newscaster was the one thing I was looking for.
None of those other things were listed?
Well, no, none of those were listed. All right, 12? Is that what you ended up in?
I have me with 14, but...
Okay, 13 it is.
All right.
We'll meet in the middle. Either way, you went way over today. Birthday shout-outs from you guys today? Anybody that... you want to give a happy birthday to?
No, nobody that I can think of off the top of my head. Absolutely
well,
not.
Well done, gentlemen. That was you did a much better job of that list than I thought you were going to.
Thank you. That is, overachievers. That's what we are.
Very impressive. Like I said, if you need somebody who has a ton of useless knowledge, Brian Gary,
I'm that guy.
You are.
Yeah.
You're not that guy, pal. 6:53 the time. Let's get to the NOCO Truck Center Market Report. Hey, I got to give a shout out to our preps crew down in Berthoud on Friday for Berthoud and Wellington. Michael Spillen and Bruce Dick on the call. Mike Kilpatrick doing the production work. Kyle Johnson, who is back here in the studios doing the Clearwater Products Out of Town scoreboard, providing updates from all the different games going on in the area. And then on Saturday mornings, Mike Danson wraps it all up with Preps Rewind. Great show that Mike does. He's got his Preps Rewind power rankings as well every single Saturday morning. But he's got the winning coaches on it. Corey Technoron had Jamie Steele, the coach for Thompson Valley, on the program. Our preps crew is absolutely crushing it. And yep, we absolutely, and Angel Football Night in Northern Colorado, I got a chance to listen to a big portion of that as I was making my way into the Colorado Grit game on Friday, which I had a blast. I made the mistake. I left early, man. They were dead. The Grit were down and came back two goals in the last 10 minutes to force it to overtime, but just really fun, chippy hockey going on. And at one point I actually was there with Doug O'Connell, and he looks at me and goes, LaCroix, is that any relation? I'm like, yeah, that's his grandson. Pierre LaCroix's grandson is the goalie for the Colorado Grit. And Eric, I got a chance to meet Eric LaCroix. He was there on Friday night as well. But just a great weekend with a lot of great local partners. And I love that I've got the ability to step out for the evening and know that our team is just still crushing it here.
What percentage of the time when you go out and hit the town is Doug with you? That's
20%, which is higher than it should be.
You know that it's reached a point of question when Doug's kids do impressions of you. You know,
I never thought of it like that. So thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Appreciate that. Now I've got a con. Okay, I can't hang out with Doug for 2 weeks.
Oh, no, you can't. It just shows how awesome the relationships are here.
So many of our great clients out there at the Grit Game, too. Got a chance to see a lot of people on Friday, so I love it. All right, hour number two, news for Northern Colorado. A superintendent in the area hit with a big award over the weekend. Let's talk about it when we come back. It's Good Morning NOCO, presented by Air Solutions, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.